Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
San Francisco supervisor Asha Safai has officially confirmed to the Chronicle that he's considering running against current San Francisco Mayor London Breed when she runs for re-election next year. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. A lot of mayors in this intro this morning. And KCBS insider Phil Matier. Gentlemen, good morning. So how would you run a campaign against the incumbent mayor?
Well, it's very difficult, I suspect. But it's very easy to say I am officially thinking about it.
Is Breed vulnerable?
Yes. Everybody's vulnerable. And approval ratings in this last year coming out of COVID have her approval rating at about 35%, which is a terrible number for anybody that's sitting in office.
Not really. Not really. I think that Joe Biden would accept it. What are you talking about, Phil?
And maybe his predecessor, too, right?
That's right.
But her advantage is that Asha Safai is a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, and their approval rating is even lower.
Oh.
So, in other words, she might not be popular, but the question is running, it's not a cafeteria system. You don't get to choose your dish. It's one or the other, right?
Well, you still have the problem in this city, though. People have not gotten over the idea of being successful at something called a recall. And so in the re-election process, an incumbent, no matter whether it's Mayor Breed or anybody else, may be in fact facing the reality of somebody doing a recall, except it's a regular election.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
translate that for somebody driving in their car.
Well, it's very easy for that person. Are you kidding me? They believe me.
Okay, so Safai, what's the difference? What's the difference?
What would he do? There is a dramatic difference because you understand San Francisco got rid of school board members by way of something called a recall. It got rid of district attorney by way of a recall.
Are you saying
in a recall,
London Breed could be the subject of a recall rather than a
real? No, that's what it will be treated as.
I see.
And that's what she has to be concerned about, Phil. You've got to be concerned because in a recall, you're running against yourself.
So what you're saying is the attitude of the voters right now could turn an election where usually the incumbent's stronger into a recall where they're seen as negative in anybody but them.
And if there's somebody also who's on the ballot who also has a title, he's got to worry about that because how does he deny that he isn't a victim as well?
Let's take the personalities out of this for a second. Remember, keep it simple. It's the economy stupid, right? And it's crime stupid too, right? And those are the areas where she's most vulnerable.
Well, you got to understand, at the moment, Democrats have not figured out how to run a campaign involving an explanation for crime. When somebody came up with that stupid idea of defund the police, that was the worst tag you could ever place on anything. And it has turned over very badly for the people who advocated it and for the people who embraced it. Just look at what happened to that woman in Chicago.
The mayor of Chicago.
87% of the people said she should be fired. And that's what they did. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and that's why Breed just said 25 million more for the cops. Down payment on a re-election campaign.
And that's the only payment so far. There'll be more.
You guys are so cynical, I can't believe you. That's Phil Matier and Willie Brown. Thank you so much this morning.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.